সুন্দর কি শ্রী শ্রী রাধা মাধব কি শ্রী শ্রী রাধা গোপীনাথ কি শ্রী শ্রী বিশাখা দেবী লালিতা দেবী কি নিতাই গৌর প্রেমানন্দে অল গ্লোরিজ টু দা সম্বর ডিভোটিজ অল গ্লোরিজ টু দা সম্বর ডিভোটিজ অল গ্লোরিজ টু দা সম্বর ডিভোটি অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী গুরু এন্ড শ্রী গৌরঙ্গা হরি হরি বোল নম শ্রীবদা কৃষ্ণ কৃষ্ণ ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ अज्ञानातिमिरांधस्य जनांजनांशलाकाय চক্ষুরিমিতম য়েন তস্মৈ শ্রীগুরুভে নমঃ নমঃ বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতীদেবে গৌরবাণী প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষা শুণ্ডবাদী প্রসচাদি সতারিণে বঞ্চকর্পতরুভ্যশ্চ কৃপা সিন্ধুভ্যর্বচ পতিতানাম পাবনেভ্যো বৈষ্ণবেভ্যো নমো নমঃ হে কৃষ্ণ করুণা সিন্ধু দীনবন্ধু জগৎপতি গোপীশা গোপিকা কান্ত রাধা কান্ত নমস্তুতে জয় শ্রী কৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসতি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ হরে কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে 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 রাম 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 হরে হরে জ্ঞানতরাজ শ্রীমদ ভগবদ গীতা কি জয় জ্ঞানতরাজ শ্রীমদ ভগবদ গীতা হরে কৃষ্ণ আই এম ভেরি হ্যাপি উইথ ইউ উইথ ইউর নাইস অ্যাসোসিয়েশন ইন দিস ইভিনিং টু রিড অফ শ্রীমদ ভগবদ গীতা উই হ্যাভ ফোর বেদাস 108 Upanishad and 18 Puranas, Ramayan, Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran and Mahabharat, all scripture we have, and then we have Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is a resume. All the Vedas is in the Bhagavad Gita. All the Vedas. Bhagavad Gita is spoke by the Lord Himself, from the mouth of the Lord. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, the Lord say. The Lord say. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. Nobody says this, only the Lord. The Lord say. It is a conversation between Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his pure devotees, Arjuna. He cannot explore Bhagavad Gita individual with one like this. No, he will spoke with Arjuna, all the universe, the people can benefit this Vedic literature. We have so many scripture. Even Bible is a scripture. Bible, met respect Bible. Quran, you met respect Quran. You speak about the Lord, Bible also. But Bible and Quran is for the children in the primary school. Bhagavad Gita is for the university student. That is a different. When Jesus Christ came in this material world, he spread the Bible, the people on the desert is no intelligent, no good memorized, no educated person, cannot explain Bhagavad Gita. Body and soul. that if you are not body and soul, you cannot explain with these people, they will not understand. But in the time of Arjuna, in the time of Arjuna, they have Gurukul. They are very intelligent. Not necessary computers. Not necessary. Is like computers. More than computers. He can accumulate the Bhagavad Gita. He can accumulate the Bhagavad Gita, all the verse in this mind. This time, the person, Arjuna, is very intelligent. That is, we have another person is in the battle of Kurukshetra. In the battle of Kurukshetra, is in the north of Delhi. There we have Kurukshetra, a village, Kurukshetra. There the battle happened. This place, the Bhagavad Gita is take birth. Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita. Many years ago, Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita with Vishwasvan, the son of God. The son of God. But by the time, this is broken. And then Krishna come. What he say? Yada yada hi dharmasya jnanin bharati bharata. When the religion get described, he come himself to put the religion. That is, Bhagavad Gita is a manual for the human being. When you get the human form, is a manual. You need a manual how to maintain this. By example, you buy a wash machine or a TV or some electronic manners. He give you a small book, a small livre, a manual to how to, what button you may push, or how to make, how to do, he guide you how to do. This body is like a wash machine, electronic manager. How to maintain it? Bhagavad Gita will explain how to sleep, how to talk, everything, how to eat, everything in this, in Bhagavad Gita. You read Bhagavad Gita and then your life, you maintain it perfectly. Perfect like a human being. As 400,000 qualities of human being. But when you read Bhagavad Gita, it put you on the first platform of human being. First platform. Even the demigod in the demigod planet, the demigod want to come on this planet to become a devotee who hear Bhagavad Gita, who chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Sometimes they can't. But we are so fortunate. This is every day or evening they read Bhagavad Gita, take the opportunity. Read the Bhagavad Gita, you associate directly with the Lord. Today we read one verse of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 6, text 46.
Tapasvibhyo diko yogi janibhyo pimato dika karmibhyas chadiko yogi tasmat yogi bhavarjuna tapasvibhyo diko yogi tapasvibhyo diko yogi janivyo pimato dikaha. karma vyaschadiko yogi. Tasmat yogi bhavarjuna. Tapasvi bodhiko yogi. Jani vyopi matodika. Karmi vyaschadiko yogi. Tasmat yogi bhavarjuna.
Try, please.
Tapasika diko yogi.
Jina Mataji? Oh, sorry. Are you go? Mataji can try.
Tapasvi ko yuko yogi.
Okay. Tapasvi bhya zanja isastis. Adika greater yogi za yogi janivya zanza ways happy also mataha consider adika greater karmibya zanza fritis workers cha also adika greater yogi za yogi tasmat therefore yogi a transcendentalist bhava just become arjuna o arjuna za yogi is greater than the ascetic greater than the empiricist and greater than the fructis workers. Therefore, O Arjuna, in all circumstances, be a yogi. In all circumstances, be a yogi. Don't become a bhogi. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki, Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada Ki. When we speak of yoga, we refer the linking our consciousness with the Supreme Absolute Truth. Such a process is named differently by various practitioners in terms of the particular method adopted. When a linking process is predominantly in fruitive activities, it is called karma yoga. When it is permanently empirical, it is called jnana yoga. And when it is permanently in devotional relationship with the Lord, it is called Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga or Krishna consciousness is the ultimate perfection of all yogas, as will be explained in the next verse. The Lord has confirmed in the superiority of yoga, but he has not mentioned that it is better than Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga is full spiritual knowledge, and therefore nothing can excel it. As it is, without self knowledge in imperfection, the knowledge without surrender to the Lord, to the Supreme Lord. It also imperfect as pretty's work. Without Krishna consciousness, it is a waste of time. Therefore, the most highly praised form of yoga performance mentioned it here in Bhakti Yoga. And this is still more clearly explained in the next verse. Gyantarat Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. Very nice verse to understand this, what Krishna want to say. We have so many yoga, Dhyan Yoga, Karma Yoga, so many yoga. But Bhakti Yoga is called all the yoga. Bhakti Yoga, we have everything. Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti mean devotional. So everything you do with devotional love, with love and devotional. Everything you do with love. Krishna says surrender to him. In Bhakti Yoga is full spiritual knowledge. Even the knowledge will come. Don't worry. Prabhupada says someone who joins in this movement, Krishna conscious, intelligent person will join. The intelligent person. Not intelligent by big certificate, MBA, MBA, what? No. You come, he will give the knowledge. Even you never have any certificate, but when you come in Krishna conscious, it definitely, you become a knowledge person, intelligent person. What is an intelligent person? How you become intelligent? When you surrender to the Lord, you accept the Lord, and then intelligence will come, he will give you intelligence. You do one step for Krishna, Krishna will do 10 steps to you. You only do one step for Krishna, Krishna do 10 for you. To you. Krishna is a Supreme Personality. So many yoga, but Bhakti Yoga is the best. Bhakti Yoga, what you do, you can do everything, clean the temple, that is yoga, Bhakti Yoga. You become a yogi. Become a yogi. Don't become a bhogi. One person go to you, excuse me for the expression, for this word, excuse me. How many times you go to toilet in a day? How many? Two time? Or one time? Or two time? How many? By example. Okay, don't tell me how many. Okay. When you go one time to toilet, that mean yogi. When you go two time in toilet, that mean bogi. Something not good in your health. Human being, go one time. You go past waters, any time you can go. No problem. You know, but that means bogi. Ow! Because Bhagavad Gita explains you how to maintain this yogi, bogi, yogi. How to do. How to sleep and how to wake up. How to engage in service devotion. That is a yogi. You engage in service devotion. That is also a exercise for the body. Lazy is a sin. Lazy is a sin. Yogi not lazy. Yogi what he do? 4 o'clock in the morning. At least 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock like this much wake up. But here the is different. But at least 4 o'clock wake up. Wake up. Detach with your bed. Go take bath. And then come to the temple, chant Hare Krishna, and then dancing, move. That is yoga. Don't sleep. Okay. Sometimes the people sleep at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. We have these people like this here. They sleep 10 o'clock also. No, he's sleeping. No. By example, a guest come to your place. One guest come to your place. You still on the bed is sleeping. How you will feel? The guest finish come in your house. You still, and then you, when you wake up, you do, okay, yes, yes, how are you? It's not good. And then you tell the guest, sit, I come. It's not good. You wake up before the guest coming. Every day you have a guest, a special guest, come in your house. Every day. You are still sleeping. What is a, who is a guest? This guest, he come, he give you energy. Who, what is his name? Every day in your house. Krishna. No, Krishna. Krishna in your heart. He always, Krishna is not guest. Krishna is proprietor. Krishna is proprietor. You are guest. Who is coming to your house every day? The sun, Surya, the sun, he finish rising, even in a small hole, he enter your house. In the window, he finish enter your house. Krishna, the Surya, that mean sun god, the sun finish enter your house, you still don't sleep, still sleeping. What is it? As a sun, he makes a, he is Ayurveda. He give you energy, he give you everything. Wake up before the sun rising. You wait for the sun, not the sun wait for you. You wait for train, you wait for plane, not the plane will wait you. Like this. You wait. That mean human, civilized human being. Civilized, not human being, civilized human being. What is civilized mean? What is the meaning of civilization? Civilization not you take a tissue paper and then you take a samosa with your 2 fingers like this. Yeah, you eat your samosa and you clean your lips like this. That means civilization. No. Civilization, learn. Learn how to practice Vedic culture. When you practice Vedic culture, that is means civilization. Forget the European culture. Forget this. Become in Vedic culture. What Prabhupada asked us. Vedic culture is a civilized culture. You wash your hand before you eat. You do prayer before you eat. When you finish, you thank for the Lord. But you honor the prasadam. Before you go to bed, brush your teeth. When you wake up, you do obeisances. You finish doing obeisances, you arrange your place. You arrange your place. And then you go to bathroom, you you take birth, you come, and then you enter that. That is civilization. You know, on other place you cannot get this. Only institution knows this. Only in ISKCON. Only in ISKCON you get this. Prabhupada teaches how to become Vedic culture. You know, Prabhupada has put the name of this movement, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. No another institution in this universe has a name consciousness. Only ISKCON has this. Krishna consciousness. Why a person hurt another person? Why he steals the property of another person? Why he do bad? He criticize on another person because he not Krishna consciousness. That is mean very important. Become Krishna consciousness. Become Krishna consciousness. That is a very civilized. You know, Bhagavad Gita is a very special. Cannot explain its value. The Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad means Bhagavan. Bhagavan means the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Gita means Gita. Gita means chanting. The Lord chanting. Because of the Sanskrit language, the mother of the language. Sanskrit is the mother of the language. This Sanskrit language cannot talk like this ordinary. How are you? I am well. Comment ça va? Je suis bien. They not like this. This you may chant. Sarva dharma parityatya mamekam saranam braja. You chant. Sanskrit language you said. Hindi is a daughter of Sanskrit. Hindi is a daughter of Sanskrit. Prabhupada say English language is authoritative language. Hey, you man, good morning. How are you do? Come, sit here. Authoritative language. French language is ladies' language. Comment ça va? Tu bien? Tu sais? Ladies' language. And German language, Prabhupada says this is dog language. Wow, 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 wow. Good morgen, good morning. You know, Prabhupada say like this. But this language is very civilized language. Prabhupada is translates this in English in everywhere to our benefit. Jagat Guru Sri Prabhupada ki jai. But Bhakti Yoga, that is fine. You wake up, Pratik Bhakti Yoga, Pratik Bhakti Yoga. And then Bhakti Yoga is not a sin. Bhakti Yoga, you do action in action, no action. When you practice Bhakti Yoga, no reaction. You understand this? When you practice Bhakti Yoga, no reaction. Sometimes you practice another yoga, we have reaction. Like the ISKCON Sannyasi. ISKCON Sannyasi, ISKCON Sadhu, what he do? He do Bhakti Yoga, devotional service. No reaction. But another sadhu, he go under the 3D seat like this, never do this. Action in our reaction in this. Never do anything. That is, his action, our reaction. Action in action, no action. This is, but, when you associate with Bhagavad Gita, and then you become purified, when you become purified, he gives you aspiration to do devotional service, to do Bhakti Yoga. And then he gives you everything to What to do? To chanting. That is most important. Chanting. When you chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. What you say? Oh Krishna, oh Radharani, engage me in your devotional service. And then Krishna, he fulfilled young desire, he make to make devotional service. When you do devotional service, you become purified. When you become purified, he give you aspiration to go to visit his holy places. And then you can visit the holy places. When you go to the holy places, you do darshan everywhere. Where Krishna is do the lila. You can go to Vrindavan. What is Vrindavan? Who is Vrindavan? Very nice. Krishna is so merciful, Lord. Even to protect his devotees, he become like a, sometimes he become in the form of a woman, like Mohini, to protect his devotees. He come like the tortoise, Kurma, like a fish, like bow, to protect his devotees. Krishna he come. Even Lord Shiva, Lord Shiva, Mahadev, in all the devta, demigod, Lord Shiva is a great Mahadev, Lord Shiva. You what he chant? Brahma chant. Brahma have four head, four mouths, and Lord Shiva have five mouths. Five. And then what he chant? Brahma bole chatur muke Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. And what Lord Shiva do? Lord Shiva chant. Mahadeva pancha muke Rama Rama Hare Hare. Mahadeva is a five mouth, he chant Rama Rama Hare Hare. Brahmaji with a four mouths, he chant Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. The great personality chants this Krishna Krishna Ram Ram. You chant this and then you become purified. And then it become in your heart. And then the heart will become clean. When heart become clean, and then we will happy. And then we will not disturb. And then you can understand this verse, Matra Suspesas Tukunteya. Stress and happiness is like the summer season and the winter season. In the winter, we get so many snow. You cannot say sun. In the summer, you get sun. You cannot say snow. What you may do, you may tolerate. When you tolerate, and then you will not disturb. That we have not. Civilized person, what he do is tolerate. Everything tolerate. Tolerate. When tolerate how much you can, Krishna one day will protect you. Like this. Very important. Tolerate. You not tolerate, you will be hungry. You will hungry. That means clean heart. When your heart is clean, because why? The heart is a altar. You say the altar, how much clean? The heart is a altar, is a bed, place for Krishna sleep, Krishna seat in the heart. But when you make your heart become like a garbage, Krishna will not stay in the garbage. You will leave the heart. Don't make your heart become like a garbage, like a bin. Make your heart become like a altar. And then what you will do when Krishna in your heart, you will see everyone is good, only you bad. When Krishna is not in your heart, your heart is like a garbage, you will say everyone is bad, only me good, I am best. You know, is like this. But by chanting, by pratic bhakti yoga, this heart will become clean and Krishna will come. Govinda Visram. Govinda Visram. Krishna is there in the heart of the Vaishnava. The Vaishnava is in the heart of Govinda. Govinda is in the heart of the Vaishnava. That Govinda Visram. Then you practice this, and then when you go to the holy place, you visit like Banke Bihari, very nice place there. The story of Banke Bihari temple, there the deities, they never let you see like this. Every 30 seconds we have a curtain. They close and open, close and open. Why is it close? You not get darshan face and face like this. They think your bhakti is strong, the Lord will follow you. And then the Lord in the feet, we have a chain, they bind the feet. Only one a year you will see the Lord feet. Never, you never see his feet. His feet is covered. This Banke Bihari. How is happen? One day in Banke Bihari temple, Vrindavan, one Mataji is sitting to chanting the holy name. He's chanting. Now it become night, 9 o'clock like this at night evening. The Pujari come to the Mataji. Tell Mataji, you go off. We'll close the temple now. Yeah, close your temple. The Lord is here. I will not leave the Lord. The Pujari say, Mataji, don't joke. I am tired one day because India, the temple is not like here. There every minute, every second, people come, you may take the offering. Here nobody bring any leaf, water, fruit, anything. No? But there, the Vedic culture, when you go to the temple, you may bring something, some flowers, some anything. But there they bring, they sell the garland outside, they buy, and the Pujari take, how many, 100,000 people every day come to the temple, you know. But that Pujari is tired, and then he say, the Mataji, go out, we'll close the temple down, I will not go. The Pujari say, hey Mataji, you will not go, I will leave you, me, I will put it out. Yeah, you can leave me you with your hand, but by my own feet I will not leave my the Lord to go. The Pujari say, Mataji, don't joke. I am seriously tired. Mataji not understand. Two Pujari call one another Pujari. Two Pujari call the Mataji, put it out. When he put it out, the deity come from the altar, follow the Mataji. Look like this. Hey, the Lord also is coming. Put the Mataji inside. Put Mataji inside. The Lord go on altar. Wake up the Mataji. Put out. The Lord put it in. And then they bind the feet of the Lord to the Lord. Not go out. And then he beg to the Mataji. And then the Mataji understand. He go. He speak to Banke Bihari, yeah, stay your place, let me go. You know, because the Mataji chant, we have bhakti. He chant with love, with devotion, bhakti yoga. The Lord follow him. And then at this time, they bind their feet with a chain, that the feet is covered. Only one a year, you will see the feet. And then darshan, you never open like this. You look and then open, you get, look, 30 seconds. You cannot, only the alti is 10 minutes. At least the alti, what happened? The pujari is not stand in a corner, he's on the middle, you not see, he do the alti 10 minutes. Like this is Banke Bihari in Vrindavan. You can go there. Banke Bihari Lale ki. Yeah. This is Banke Bihari. One day Radharani. What happened? We have so many tamarind tree. You know tamarind? You know, no, tamarind tree? Yes. We have so many tamarind tree in Vrindavan. The tamarind is become, is like this. And then it become, what you say, even mûr, comment on dit?
Oui.
Mature. Ripe, yes. The tamarind is ripe and then fall down. And then little rain come, it become lagli, wet like this. It become wet when... What happened? Vishaka Lalita Kundya Vidya. So all the gopis is dressing Radharani because Radharani go to meet Krishna in Radhakun. Rendezvous. How you say rendezvous in English? Rendezvous? To meet, appointment. Yes, he have a appointment, secret appointment with Krishna. Yes, Krishna waiting there. They decorate Radharani, put gopi dirt, some, what you say, lips and decorate, very nicely, beautiful. Very beautiful decor Radharani. And the payal in the, payal means a yungru. When you walk, it's a chung, 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 chung. Put nice dress, it's because he has appointment with Krishna. In Radhakun, Krishna is waiting there. It takes half day to decorate Radharani. Decoration, everything. And then Radharani go. Bye-bye, everything. Okay. They go to meet Krishna. And then he go, ching, 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 ching. You know, the ladies is like this when Radharani going. Small basket in the hand like this. Very sweetly, very nice. He going to meet Krishna. And then he do shortcut. He go and does a tree of tamarind tree. The tamarind is fall down. And then what happened? Radharani is swept. Will you say swept? Is swept, fall down. All decoration is finished. His feet, his eyes, everything become dirty like this. Radharani is very hungry. He looks at tamarind tree. Yeah, oh, you tamarind tree. My Saki is take all day to decorate me. You in fraction second, you finish all my decoration. I will curse you. Start today in Vrindavan, any tamarind tree will not get tamarind. It's still 5,000 years ago. So Radharani says this. He still, you go to see a tamarind. There are so many tamarind tree. He never give tamarind. They buy tamarind outside. They bring in Vrindavan to offer Krishna. In Raj, no tamarind tree. The tree get cursed. No get tamarind. Simati Radharani ki. That is Radharani. Radharani, Vrindavan is for Radharani. Vrindavan is for Radharani, not for Krishna. For Radharani. Everyone know Radhe Radhe. No Krishna there. You go to Valsana, we have a small girl. Small girl like this. You give it some money, you will chant Radhe Radhe. Valsane wale ki jai jai jai, Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai, Vishabanu kulari ki jai jai jai, Vishabanu dulari. They will chant, which tells him, I will give you extra money. I will give you extra money. Chant Krishna. Leave your money, will not chant Krishna. And then tell you, why you not chant Krishna? Yeah, Krishna is a naughty. He promised Radharani to marry with him, he not married with him. He's a naughty, no want Krishna, no. Radharani, you know. One day, Radharani, every day he go to Valsana, to Nandagaon. to go to cooking for Krishna. This is a special cooking. This a master. Nobody can cook like Radharani in this universe. He cooked for Krishna. And Yasoda Mai looked like this. And Radharani, he said, "Hey Maya, why you look me like this? I am embarrassed when you look me like this." "Yeah, no, I want you become my daughter-in-law." "Yeah, daughter-in-law is your boy, naughty boy, who we married with it." "Yeah, no, you met son." And then he takes a chimeric. Vedic system, they put chimeric when the wedding, bath with chimeric. Haldi, on sesa, on haldi. Haldi means chimeric. He put chimeric on Radharani, Yasoda Mai. Put chimeric on Radharani. And Radharani, "Oh, what you do? Why you put this?" "Yeah, no, I will marry you." And Radharani ran away, go to Valsana. When Radharani go to Valsana, all the villagers, "Oh, Radharani is the wedding. He do haldi. He do chimeric ceremony. He do haldi." And then people look it, and Radharani go in a kun. The kun, the name is Pila kun. Pila mean yellow. Radharani take birth in this kun. When he take birth in this kun, the kun become yellow. He still here, you go there, yellow. The water is yellow. This is Pila kun, Radharani. Radharani, so many different thing we have with Radharani. Even Krishna. Krishna do so many lila in Vrindavan. There, Bhagavad Gita explains this. Janma karma cha devyam. Janma karma cha devyam. When you appreciate the lila of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, definitively the Godhead bring you with him. Go home back to Godhead. Only by appreciating his appearance and his lila, his pastime, you glorify this pastime. You will. One day we have Jyotila and Kutila. Jyotila, Kutila is a mother-in-law. Mother-in-law and sister-in-law of Radharani. Because Radharani were married with Vishabhanu. No, Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu? Yes, Abhimanyu. Yeah. No, Abhimanyu. Abhimanyu, yes. He married with Abhimanyu. They envious of Radharani. They tell Radharani no chase. Every day come, Radharani come in, Krishna come in the bedroom of Radharani. In Vedic system, in Vedic culture, when a woman and another man come in his bedroom, that mean no chase. Is like this in my family, is still like this. Never enter, even my sister-in-law room, me never enter. And I never look the face of my sister-in-law when I talk. I still look the feet, I talk with my sister-in-law. Our culture is concerned. This is culture, Vedic culture is this. They never enter. What happened? They hear every day, Kutila, Jyotila, they hear Krishna is talking. "Hey, Krishna inside, Radharani, Radharani, no chase." And then they call all the villagers. You know, India is like this. When something happened, all villagers, pa, 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 all coming. You know, all coming. Yes. And then what happened? When all coming, all villagers, just Radharani no chase, because Radharani, Krishna every day come in the room. And then, that Purnamasi come. Purnamasi tell Yogamaya, he say, "What happened? Why Jyotila Kutila you hungry like this? Yes, this is my daughter-in-law is not chaste. I know like he stays this hour. Every day Krishna, another man, he marry with my son and another man come in his bedroom, in the bedroom. What is this? Huh? And then Purnamasi, you have proof? Proof. Yes, you have evidence. You can see this. Yes. How you? He tell when you get the proof, you saw Radharani and Krishna in the room, and then you call all villagers. You and then you finish Radharani. Okay. They every day go to the door here, go to the windows here. Get a occupation now. How to attack Radharani? And then here Krishna is talking with Radharani in the room. And then call all the villagers, come here. And then open the door, break the door, enter. When break the door, Krishna disappear. No Krishna. And then where Krishna is here? Radharani, no, Krishna is not come here. Why you? Who is talking? Me, I am chanting, I am talking myself. No. And look on the bed, he saw one flute. Krishna forget the flute on the bed. Oh, attack. Look at Krishna is here, look at the flute. Take Radharani, bring him to the village, put it sit in the middle to denigrate it, to denigrate sea. Also, all like this. And then Purnamasi coming. Purnamasi, oh Jyotila, oh Kutila, what happened? Look here, we get a fruit, Krishna fruit in the, on the bed of Radharani. That means no chase. And then, one fruit in your, you don't know. Yes, yesterday night, we have a rain of fruit is fall down in Vrindavan. No. Go in your room, you see. And Jyotila and Kutila go in the room, in his own bedroom. He saw four fruit. And then they tell, you four Krishna is comforting you. You are not chaste. You understand this? Understand? This is Krishna Leela, this is a Leela of Vrindavan. Radharani is always chaste, yes. And then Srimati Radharani ki. Yeah. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Gyantarad Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki. Jagat Guru Sira Prabhupada ki. Jai. Nitai Gol Premanande. Haribol.
Narutam, kaise? Thank you.